Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You gotta love Joe Biden's attempt to make himself feel regal, like I'm in charge here. His little press conferences that he has, he mocked the response of the Chevron CEOs to him about his plan to kill their industry. What Joe Biden wants is for, he essentially said to all the oil company executives, I'm going to kill your industry, but I expect you to die the way I want you to die. You're going to die, and you're going to help yourself die. We call it self-defeating. I was in a rep business, manufacturer's rep business. You know what we call that industry? Self-defeating. Let me tell you why. Because you take on a product line when they're up and coming, not when they're big. It's the cheapest way for them to go to market because there's a network of manufacturer's reps ready to take on your product line across the country. So they give every rep a region, and they say, okay, whatever business is going on in our region, let's say it's $1 million, and you're only getting 5%, so you make $50,000. Now, you're running a company, and you spread that out to your 8 employees, $50,000 for your 8 employees. And the only way you survive is if you have 20 product lines, and you're trying to sell them all in the same company. So there's some commonalities, and that $50,000 helps defray your costs, but it in no way allows you to survive. And what they expect you to do is grow it. So what manufacturers reps do, and I did this. I've grown companies from $1 million where they were paying. And by the way, 5% is the max. Usually it's watered down. You're lucky if you collect 30,000 of it or 3% because you're splitting. You get split commissions based on who spec'd it, who sold it, and where the product ended up. So there's three things that could happen. So you're probably lucky to get 30 grand. But the point is, you're expected to grow it. And by the way, the 30 grand that they send you, they're going to come to town and they're going to expect you to wine and dine them. You have to take them out to dinner and to, you know, strip clubs and everything else if it's a big enough product line. Now, in some cases, you take that $1 million product line and you make it a $2 million, a $5 million, a $10 million. And so you're getting these incremental 30,000, 30 to 50,000 jumps. So let's say it goes to 10 million and you're not making 5%. You're not making 500,000. You're probably making 300,000. $300,000 is what they're paying out to you and your 8 employees. And they think look at them. They're getting over. We're paying them $300,000 for 8 employees. Now, don't misunderstand me. You're growing your other product lines too. So you're becoming a big manufacturer's rep. But then what happens? Some new CFO comes in and goes, we're doing $10 million in that territory. We don't need a rep. We hire one person and we can pay $150,000, including expenses. So they cut you. Now, I don't know what that magic number is. It varies by company. But the point I'm making is you know you're in a self-defeating business, and all you're doing as a manufacturer's rep is you're balancing these economies. Where does this line fit in where I can get the most accomplished with the least amount of expense? And that is your only claim to fame, is if you have 6 or 7 product lines, and when you sell one, you can sell them all. And that's what they're hoping for. So, long story short, what Joe Biden wants is for the oil industry, which has decades of investments. He's saying, in my administration, I'm going to cut you off at the knees, and you're going to be happy about it. Look, it's one thing to be a manufacturer's rep where you lose a product line, and a big product line, and then you go, because let me tell you what you do. You go then and you find a replacement. Now, your replacement's only going to be doing 2 or 3 million, but you step it up. Each time, if you're smart, your floor gets higher. So when you get a new product line, they're doing 2, 3 million. You get them up to 7. They cut you. The next product line's doing 3 to 4. You get them up to 10. They cut you. So you can continue the process, but it's an expensive process because you have to interview for the product line. You've got competition out there trying to get the product line. You're not the only, you know, game in town. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That is the manufacturer's rep business. And there's a lot more to it with distribution and all kinds of other things. But you get the point. It's self-defeating. And every time you lose a product line, it's like a punch in the gut. You're like, oh, God, what could we have done different? And you get in with the man, you know, with the highest level of management, the president. You try to make friends with the president, the CFO, the COO, but it doesn't matter because eventually you're getting cut. See, Chevron and those guys can have no choice. They can't make friends with Joe Biden. Joe Biden has essentially said, I'm the new management team and we are getting rid of the reps. And they want Chevron to grin and bear it. I don't care if you have multi-billions of dollars of investment in rigs and all that. You'll do what I say when I say. And, oh, by the way, slow down your death because I need you right now. Do you wonder why the oil companies are giving him the finger? Anyway, we'll talk more about that in a bit. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but the WHO chief quietly blamed China for Wu flu. Nobody's talking about it in the media, are they? Well, he did. We'll talk about that. Here's another one that I found interesting. Amazon worker bees and their woes. Amazon's got worker woes that are huge. And I don't know if you've seen the commercials, Amazon asking you to have your senators vote for this bill that allows them to continue ripping off the post office. And their thing is, well, look, if you want to get your packages fast, keep allowing us to rip you off at the U.S. Postal Service. I don't know about you, but I don't want to keep getting ripped off. It's okay if things come a day later or 2 days later. I'm okay with that, Amazon. And then also Biden made comments about, he alluded to how the Democrats are going to try to win the next election. They have no ability to do it. Trust me. It's not going to happen. Too many safeguards are in place. And in fact, I'm supposed to go to a press conference of sheriffs on July the 12th in Vegas, and I'm not going to be able to make because I'm going to be traveling. But the sheriffs are getting together to say, if we're going to be looking at these polling stations, we're going to have police there, we're going to have video there. If you think you're going to cheat this time, we're going to make sure we know who you are. Trust me, citizen groups are going to be following these people. We're going to be getting car. I'm just telling you, we're going to have a lot more information this time about who's doing what than we did last time. The Democrats will cheat, but we will be there to watch them. Folks, Kevin Jackson here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This big oil pushback is huge. I don't think most people have figured out how big this is, and because it's, you know, you're only thinking about it in terms of they're protecting their industry. But it's bigger than it looks, and I'm going to explain it. See, so Joe Biden attacked the oil industry. He told us what he was going to do in during his run. He says, I'm going to shut down coal. I'm going to shut down oil. You will not be able to drill, blah, blah, blah. They won't let us build new refineries. And there's a litany of things that will go on. We're going to talk about this hour because there's a bigger underlying issue happening here that I haven't heard anybody talk about it. I'm not saying it hasn't been mentioned because there's some brilliant minds out there. Those of you who listen to this program, you have brilliant minds. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is huge. Corporate America pushing back. When's that happened? In this era of woke, tell me who's fought back. I mean,
don't give me Hobby Lobby and Chick-fil-A. That's they're religious, you know, implications there, and that is who they are. Good for them. I mean, I'm glad they exist, but I'm talking about, and this is old news. That was back in the time of Obama. Who today is pushback? Does Target pushback? The Starbucks pushback? Who? What corporation do you go to that doesn't pretend to be the most woke? I told you the other day we were at Topgolf. They had the gay place. You could sit and take a picture with these gay flags and all that. And Melissa goes, "You want to get a picture there?" I'm like, "Yeah, ha ha, funny." The point is, everybody's woke. We're more gay supportive than you are. We're more Black Lives Matter supportive than you are. We're more pro-women than you are. And I could go down the list. Okay? So, all these corporations are woke. They literally fight over each other. They leapfrog each other to say, "I'm more woke, I'm more woke." They advertise how woke they are, how supportive they are of LGBT month or, you know, Cinco de Mayo or Black History Juneteenth or this. How many Juneteenth commercials that you see on TV leading up to Juneteenth? As if we hadn't come off of, it felt like just yesterday we came off Black History Month. And Black History Month, how many corporate, "We support Black history." You support American history, you clowns. American history is Black history. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. If you're just joining and you're shaking your head going, "Who the heck is that talking some sense up in here?" Yeah, it's Kevin Jackson. Any smart CEO, folks, sees the writing on the wall. I've been saying this. By the way, their board positions that they are now giving to Black folks because they, or women, or Guatemalan midgets, because they want to, all these corporations want to show how woke they are. Trust me, if you hear of a position like that where they're looking for someone, let me know. Because I want to be on the board of these corporations. See, let me tell you what's happening. In doing what they're doing, these corporations will be dead. If they put woke people on these corporations, they're going to die. Those corporations will die. Not the woke people. So here's what we have to do. We have to fill these board slots. "Well, you have to hire a Black man or a Black woman." I'm telling you this because I know this for a fact. The company approached me and says, "We're going to put you on the board. Too bad you're not a Black woman." And so you better be getting Black women, conservative women, and letting them know of these opportunities, because these are the people you want on these boards. You do not want a bunch of sister girls on these boards ruining corporations. The reason why I'm telling you this is an important thing that happened is this is the first time in a long time that CEOs push back against this idiot non-president Joe Biden. And the idiocy of wokeism. See, it's all been about green energy and how much we hate the oil companies, and they've demonized big oil. And now Joe Biden's going, "Well, listen, they need to help us out here, man." And the CEOs are going, "Nope, you did it. It's your fault." And Joe Biden wants to make it seem like it's their fault. So here was his comment to the CEO of Chevron, Joe Biden, trying to mock him about energy policy.
Yes.
A question on the Chevron CEO's complaint today. He said that your administration has largely criticized the oil and gas industry and at times vilified it, and that the administration would need to take a change in approach in order to make progress on reducing energy prices and to increase supply. Do you have a reaction to that, sir?
It's mildly sensitive. I didn't know they'd get their feelings hurt that quickly. Look, we need more refining capacity. This idea that they don't have oil to drill and to bring up is simply not true. This piece of the Republicans talking about Biden shut down fields, wrong. 9,000 of them, okay? So then we ought to be able to work something out whereby they're able to increase refining capacity and still not give up on transitioning to renewable energy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I can't explain to you how dumb Joe Biden is. He, you know what's so sad about this? He doesn't even realize how stupid his statement is. This guy knows absolutely nothing about oil and gas, how it comes out of the ground,
how it's refined, transported, how it's refined, how it's put out to what they call downstream. He knows nothing about it. The oil industry talks about upstream and downstream. Upstream meaning from the time they deliver that oil, take that oil out of the ground, that product out of the ground, and all the things that have to go into that. I want you to understand the complexities of a drill rig. Think about, what do you think it takes to go into the ocean, put up a platform, put it into the ground to where it can withstand Mother Nature, hurricanes, drill down into the Earth's crust and pick up oil, get it up into this drill rig, transport it in the ocean on shore, to store it in tanks so it can be refined, and the different levels of refining that have to happen. Just think about that little platform sitting out there, that oil derrick, in case you've seen movies with them, because likely as you've never been on one. And then I want you to think about the refining. All those refining. Go down to Pasadena, Texas, and look at these different refineries and the complexity of it. And let me tell you, the chemical makeup of these things is unbelievably complex. You can't take one form of oil and refine it at another refinery because the sulfur, all the different chemicals and how much they coagulate and gather is all based on amazing amounts of chemistry. And it's exacting. The sulfur content of one gasoline can be different, is different than another. And it's important that you understand that. And chemists are measuring these types of things. Joe Biden knows nothing about it.
They should just be able to do this, man. Flip a switch and make this happen.
He has no clue. He doesn't know what the capacity is coming from from the Permian Basin or from Nigeria. He knows nothing, but he acts like he's an expert. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is continuing to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. This time it's before a House Financial Services Committee following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase. Paul shares what he says he believes is causing inflation in America.
A lot of the places where prices have gone up quite a bit have been situations where supply is constrained and demand is very strong.
Some Democrats argue without proof that corporations are price gouging and contributing to inflation, while Republicans say overspending by government is causing an increase in prices. The Supreme Court is striking down New York State's concealed carry weapons law. It required people to show proper cause to get a license to carry a concealed handgun outside of their home. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News. A new survey released found that many Americans, including a majority of independent voters, believe red flag laws could be abused by government officials. The survey by Convention of States Action and the Trafalgar Group asked, "Do you believe the red flag gun control laws designed to temporarily take guns away from individuals has the potential to be abused by local authorities and government officials to disarm their political opponents?" Close to 47% of voters and a majority of Republicans, 72%, and independents, 52.3%, said red flag laws could be abused. Federal prosecutors are pushing for at least a 30-year sentence for convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. In a filing ahead of next Tuesday's sentencing in New York, prosecutors say the late Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman should get 30 to 55 years behind bars. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have a simple question for you. Who do you trust? Do you trust the people that have delivered petroleum products so you can oil your cars, grease your cars? Think about the level what you use for petroleum. From WD-40 to however you grease the axle on your kid's bike or whatever. All these are petroleum products downstream from what it takes to get a product out of the ground. How do you think they make this stuff? Petroleum. The stuff that black folks put on our hair? Petroleum jelly. It's petroleum based. All these chemicals. I wish somebody would just put the products in front of Joe Biden and say, this is everything that's made with petroleum. What comes out of the ground. What do you think, Joe? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Joe Biden's an idiot. So I'll ask you this. Do you trust the people that get the product out of the ground, that are the experts at understanding this product and all its capacities, the viscosity and all the different things, the measurements, all the different characteristics of these products, and makes a plethora of things that you use every single day unknowingly? I guarantee you, petroleum products are touching you in ways you haven't even thought about. Or do you trust the guy who's a pathological liar, who has yet again politicized his own problem and tried to make it somebody else's? It's not his problem, Joe Biden's problem, that he created by shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and targeting oil and saying, I'm not going to let you survive. It's not his problem. It's not his problem that he allowed Russia to go into Ukraine and create, you know, some of these various issues that we're suffering today in supply chain. It's not his problem that inflation's gone up because of the price of gasoline, particularly diesel, and so on and so forth. No, it's the oil company's fault. Oh, wait a minute. Or is it Putin's fault? No. I think Trump has the basketball. This is insane. And if you're going to let him get away with it, fine. I don't care. I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But I won't let him get away with it. Joe Biden's not going to mock his way out of this. So here's what the Chevron CEO said. At every level of the system, the policy of our government is to reduce demand. He's saying demand for his products. And so it's very hard in a business where investments have a payout period of a decade or more. And the stated policy of the government for a long time has been to reduce demand for your products. He's saying, how do you expect me to partner with this clown? He wants me to partner with the enemy. Yeah. Let me fix your short-term problem, Joe, so then you can go back to doing what? Destroying my business. Joe Biden said, at a time of war, I want to remind you what he said the other day. Refinery profit margins well above normal being passed directly onto American families are not acceptable. It is a time of war. Joe Biden got it right, but he's talking about the wrong war, and I'm using my finger quotes, because here's Joe Biden declaring war, and a war that doesn't exist, but what he's really telling you is at a time of war against the oil companies. He is at war. And see, what Joe Biden doesn't like is, while he's alluding to the war that he created between Ukraine and Russia, the real war is the war that he's waging against the American people and the petroleum industry and whatever else is acceptable to the woke left. And as I said before, this is the first time, somebody correct me if I'm wrong here, this is the first time in probably a decade that any major company has said, I'm pushing back against you. And I'm not talking about some passive-aggressive thing. The CEO of Chevron is personally sticking his neck out, and he's combined with Shell and some others, but he's the one that went on Bloomberg and said, this guy is destructive to our industry. He's destructive to the American way of life. He's putting America at risk, and he's politicizing my product. And he's right. He's 100% right. He says the Biden administration aims to, quote, impose obstacles to our industry delivering energy resources the world needs. If I were the oil companies, let me tell you what I would do. Let me tell you right now. I would get all these guys together and I would say, we are not going to supply oil or gas to America for a week. And we're going to tell the public, look, in protest, think of it as a union strike. Leftists seem to like their unions. In protest to the policies of this government and in direct conflict with the policies of this government, we are going to shut down our capacity. We're warning you, public, right now, you will not have gasoline or any other petroleum products from big oil for the next week. We're shutting things down. It would create a frenzy. And I'd say, and you can blame Joe Biden for it. Because instead of working with us, this guy, I would run commercials. This is him saying he's going to kill our industry. Let me ask you this. Would you go to work and partner with somebody who said they're going to kill your industry? Would you want to go to partner with them? Go to partner. Would you partner with them? You know what I was saying. Of course not. So, the American Petroleum Institute recommended several measures, including lifting restrictions on federal lands and waters, authorizing critical energy infrastructure projects, speeding up permitting processes, and a whole bunch of other things. Mike Wirth, the CEO of Chevron, said this, addressing this situation requires thoughtful action and a willingness to work together, not political rhetoric. And he added this, your administration has largely sought to criticize, and here's the best part, and at times vilify our industry. I want you to think about that. I've already told you guys, the oil industry saved the whales and saved the forest. Now, I would say to Mike Wirth and all the other oil company executives, how stupid are you to not be able to push back and say, look, we may very well not be the first choice of energy these days, but you're not. I'll be doggone if you're going to forget our past. I'm not going to let it happen. That's what they should be doing. He says this. He says that the company has increased capital expenditures to $18 billion in 2022, 50% higher than last year. Now, I know what they're doing. They're smart enough to know we're going to make a conversion to this so-called clean energy, and I don't know what that is. But he's saying we put in more money in infrastructure. We took the profits, and we're making this transition. But going back to the profits, what would you do if you've got $100 million in oil based on Donald Trump's numbers, and Joe Biden says, gets into office, and he said, and I'm just using this number to make it easy math. Joe Biden comes in and says, I'm going to crucify your industry. You're not going to be able to do what you were doing in the past. I'm going to shut you down. What would you do? Well, I guess we just keep on making it at that price. Let me tell you what my $100 million of product in queue would be. It would be worth billions because I would immediately start raising the prices. Because, see, this is your phase-out money. This is the money. Let me put it this way. If you knew that there were going to be movie theaters and you were in the drive-in theater business and somebody said to you, I'm going to shut you down, man. I'm going to make it where people can come inside and they don't have to face the weather and, you know, they don't have to face the heat and all that other stuff. I'm going to shut you down. It is my deal to shut you down. What would you do if you were a guy that was showing drive-in movies? Wouldn't you go, you know what? I'm going to start charging more. Because if I know I'm going to go out of business, I'm going to charge more, and the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start looking at land development. I mean, you would start phasing out, and it wouldn't be by offering things cheap. Look, I don't know what happened in the drive-in movie industry. I'm just using it as an example. But I think you get the bigger point. If somebody's attacking your industry, you're going to do something about it. Now, in the case of the drive-in movie theaters, somebody attacked their industry, and it was capitalism. Somebody else said, you know what, why would I drive outside and worry about all the weather when I can bring that inside and put a big screen on and do it myself? Somebody, there was a paradigm shift in the industry that did it. It wasn't the government. And that's what the oil industry is also saying is, we can let this happen organically, and we're willing to work with you to make this transition so we don't get caught with our, you know, finger in the pickle jar or whatever, use your whatever analogy or metaphor you want. But we're willing to do this. But we can't respond to threats. We have to be able to work together in a non-political way. But here's what I'll tell you about it. Because of the squad and all these green weenie zealots that know nothing about energy and what's really saved this planet, they do exactly what he said. He says they impose obstacles to us delivering these services, and they vilify the oil industry. You would think these people are murderers, like they're coming over here and sex trafficking and selling drugs or whatever. They sell petroleum products, things that we need, and by the way, will need forever. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to just walk you through the basics of the petroleum refining process. That's what changes crude oil into petroleum products. These products are used, as you know, for fuel, for transportation, obviously, heating, paving roads, generating electricity, and feedstocks for making other chemicals. I really wish someone would show everything that requires petroleum products so people would get an idea of how big this industry is and why you're not going to replace it. Oh, you think you're not going to take oil out of the ground because it's my gasoline? It's much more than that. Now, let's look at the refining process, because refining, as I said, breaks down crude oil into its various components. And then they selectively take these components, and that's what makes all the different products that are in your home. Petroleum refineries, folks, are super complex. They're expensive facilities. Like I said, go down to any one of these, like Houston, Texas area, and just go walk through one refinery and look at the, it is a city within itself. It takes hundreds, if not thousands of people. And let me just say this. The Germans and some of the other people in Europe, they've gotten new refineries that take less people. They automate much of the process. These refineries are much more safe. They're much more efficient. Do you think they'll let them build those refineries here? No. And we should be asking ourselves why. Anyway, here's what refineries do to crude oil. Separate. They do three things: separation, conversion, and treatment. Now, separation means you got to take this crude oil through hot furnaces, and the liquids and the vapors are then put into what's called distillation units. All refineries have atmospheric distillation units, and the more complex refineries have vacuum distillation units. Now, I'm not going to walk you through the entire process, but what I'm telling you is that we're only talking about separation right now. So you get all these different chemicals that are being released, and in what makes sense, it's kind of like a woodworker. After you cut the wood, there's little shavings. You know what they do with the shavings? They make compressed wood products. So the refining industry says, let's take everything we can get out of this and make it into something. So whether you got Flex Seal or duct tape or whatever, you've got literally hundreds of products in your house that require these products. So no matter what the green weenies tell you, we will be using petroleum-based products and bringing them out of the ground forevermore. There's nothing sunlight can do to help you with that. It's going to take big machinery to bore down into the earth, bring these products up, convert them, and do this stuff. You're going to have refineries. And the question we should be asking ourselves is, why haven't we put any effort into making these refineries more efficient, safer, and everything else? We have refineries that are decades old. The Germans almost have what they call it's like a pop-up refinery. It's so efficient. So why aren't they letting us do this? Why aren't they letting these guys make these products even more efficient? In other words, if the average car gets 20 miles per gallon on the highway, I don't know what they get. Why can't we come up with refined products that double, triple these things? So here's what we have. And I'm not saying the industry isn't working towards this. We have the car manufacturers making engines much, much more efficient, much cleaner. We have refinery products that are trying to make these the petroleum products, gasoline and such, much more efficient for use in your engine. That's why you've got these different octane levels. There was a time when all you had was regular. Well, they have octane levels. So they're trying to get more and more efficiency out of the engine. How about we continue to work towards that as we also work towards development of, clean energy cars? And they're both fine. Oh, and let me ask you this. What are they going to do with all the people, the millions and millions of cars that will still require gasoline, the classics? Who's going to satisfy those? What's going to be the price of gasoline for you to ride around in your classic vehicle someday when all there are is electric vehicles? Are you going to get rid of all the gas stations? You see what I'm saying? There's got to be a plan that says, look, there's a balance here. I'm happy to see gasoline as well as electric coexist, but not the left or not. They believe they can clean the world up from this energy, and they're going to save it. They're going to save it. Forget that some people love the sound of that. They love the sound of it. That's what they grew up with. It's nostalgic. Look, I don't know if the space vehicles will sound like it do in the Jetsons, and maybe that's the sound kids will grow up with. But right now, I tell you, I love hearing a muscle car, and that rev, or that high-tuned sports engine of a Ferrari. I love hearing those sounds. You know what you hear when you have a Tesla? Absolutely nothing. Amazing performance, but you hear nothing. It doesn't evoke any nostalgia. No. Okay, Kevin, it's clean. Well, you know what? I haven't seemed to have a whole lot of trouble breathing. Get outside of the cities and you'll find out there's a lot of clean air out there. But and if you want to impose something that says, look, in the city where we have congestion, we want some sort of conversion, I get it. But in the country where people drive regularly and have to drive far distances between different things, how about we have some sort of a sane policy that lets both things coexist? You ever seen that little coexist bumper sticker on the back of people's cars? The oil company needs to be looking at something that says coexist. ExxonMobil wrote this to Biden. They said, ExxonMobil has been investing more than any other company to develop U.S. oil and gas supplies. This includes investments in the United States of more than $50 billion over the past 5 years, resulting in an almost 50% increase in our U.S. production of oil during this period. Globally, we've invested double what we've earned over the past 5 years, $118 billion on new oil and gas supplies compared to the net income of $55 billion. This is a reflection of the company's long-term growth strategy and our commitment to continually invest to meet the society's demand for our products. Specific to the refining capacity in the United States, we've been investing through the downturn to increase refining capacity to process U.S. light crude. The reason why they have to tell you what they're processing, as I said earlier, they can only, light crude is different than other forms of crude. He says, but they increased that by 250,000 barrels per day, the equivalent of adding a new medium-sized refinery. We kept investing even during the pandemic, scamdemic, when we lost more than $20 billion and had to borrow more than $30 billion to maintain investment to increase capacity to be ready for post-pandemic demand. In the short term, the U.S. government could enact measures often used in emergencies following hurricanes or other supply disruptions, such as waivers of the Jones Act's provision and some fuel specifications to increase supplies. Longer-term government can promote investment through clear and consistent policy that supports U.S. resource development, such as regular and predictable lease sales, as well as streamlined regulatory approval and support for infrastructure such as pipelines. God, see, that's a person who knows his industry, and he's having to educate this ignorant moron that the left is planted in there when they stole the last election. And they go on to talk about what could be done. And I'm not going to get into the details, but they say, I'm just going to read the text, but just the title. Lift development restrictions on federal lands and waters. Designate critical energy infrastructure products. Fix the NEPA permitting process. Accelerate LNG exports and approve pending LNG applications. Unlock investment and access to capital. Dismantle supply chain bottlenecks. Advance lower carbon energy tax provisions. Protect competition and use of refining technologies. Their stuff's getting stolen, the IP. End permitting obstruction on natural gas projects. Advance the energy workforce of the future. They gave a 10-point plan that said, if you're willing to work together, these are things we should be doing. And when you're talking about things at scale to this level, look, think about the people that supply power, you know, to us. There's a public-private partnership. That's why they regulate profits and things like this. There could be some sort of a way to do this to where Exxon knows we're not going to waste billions of dollars of infrastructure on your whimsical nonsense of a former bartender. That leaves there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.